Talking today with Mark Hodges from Oklahoma Genetics. And Mark, I know your wheat seed folks have been in the process of getting lined up with their supplies and starting to know exactly what they've got available for the 2018 planting season, which is just now around the corner, literally weeks away for folks who will be planting early for pasture. What are you hearing? What kind of seed supplies have you come up with the various varieties that you're representing from OSU?
Well, we've got really good seed supplies on virtually everything we have, including, for the most part, the three new releases we've got, Spirit Rider, Lone Rider, and Smith's Gold. We've still got pretty good – we're going to have pretty good supplies of those. Now, most of that's going to be limited to foundation seed and maybe a little bit to registered seed, especially on Smith's Gold. We've got several thousand bushels of Smith's Gold, but we're very pleased with what we've seen in the variety trials, even not just in the state but outside the state. And I'd say Lone Rider, which is was in an irrigated trial at Garden City, is Finney County, but outside of Garden City, topped that yield variety trial at 108 bushel per acre. So we're excited about the new releases, and we do have seed available to seedsmen, principally in that case. But the rest of our varieties, we've got ample seed supply. There isn't any doubt in my mind. And, of course, Double Stop's done a whale of a job. Dr. Carver said he would have released it even if it hadn't had the two-gene Clearfield in it. Now I'm not sure that we wished it didn't have the two-gene Clearfield in it, and we could just put a two-gene Clearfield back in it because it's performed so well. And, of course, Gallagher's done very well. You know, we're very pleased with the lineup that we've got right now.
So at this point, we've got should have ample seed. I guess the question mark is, as producers look at their plans for 18, are they going to go ahead and buy seed, or are they going to try to get by this year? I would think with higher wheat prices, they might be a little more favorably inclined to go ahead and buy a few new bushels.
Well, and again, it depends on each individual situation as far as the quality of seed that they may have available to them, what's available in the marketplace. But we look for good, robust seed sales. You know, our sales were off a little bit this past year, but you know, when you produce a record crop, a lot of those guys that might have bought certified seed, they've got enough. They had enough of a crop that they could sell a pretty good crop and keep some back for their own seed. But they're probably going to look this year at renewing their seed supply.